News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's Tuesday, 7:05 in the morning, 605-4567. I can't believe Tuesday, August the 25th. Wow. It's the last week in August here. We're streaming live
where
at KC.
Where has the summer gone?
I don't know. You know what? We talked a little bit about it yesterday. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Where did the summer go? I mean, it just seemed like the kids were out of, you know, just getting out of school, and grandkids came up to visit, as they do it, you know, as soon as they get out of school. And here it is. They're back in school again. You know, something happened to June and July and most of August. I don't understand it.
Summer vacation used to last, like, pretty much forever.
Oh, you remember you used to get out on Memorial Day?
Around
the end of May.
Yeah.
And then we wouldn't go back to school.
First week of June, yeah.
We wouldn't go back to school till Labor Day.
Yeah.
What happened there?
First Monday after Labor Day. Well, now we have, during the school year, there's in-service days and staff development days and this day and that day.
Well, you know what that is, right? It's the greatest union in the world and the strongest one in California. They are even getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Now they're wanting to take the power away and say, hey, you know what? These tests, these statewide tests and these standards should just be at the county level, in the district level, you know. And this is something the teachers union has wanted for years, and now it's raising its head. So, you know, you talk about a powerful union in this state, and it's the teachers.
I thought they were all about Common Core, you know, turn it all over to the feds.
At one point they were really against it because there were things in there they didn't like because it was going to impact them. Anyway, hey, what's the weather look like today and the rest of the week?
Mostly sunny today, a high of 97 degrees, low overnight lows in the mid-60s. That will continue. We'll kind of nudge up a little warmer on Thursday. But on Friday, clouds start moving in, temperature drops. We have a slight chance of rain Friday night. I wouldn't put a lot of stock in it, but it's the best chance we've seen lately. Highs will drop down into the 80s during the weekend. So a welcome change there. Right now in Redding, 70 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Better known business where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay. Stock market. We could get started on that. The stock market. I've put all my money into oil and gas. Did you know that? Yeah, oil and gas for Linda's Jeep and my truck. That's about all the money we have there. So, but oil is at the lowest it's been in 6 years. It's $38 a barrel. $38 a barrel. Can you believe that? And it was not that long ago that it was up to over $100, well over $100 a barrel. Just, now some people are saying it's because the Saudis are just pumping oil like crazy, so it cuts back on the amount of money that Iran has.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of things. We're going to be, you know, Haven Humane's going to be on today. We've got a lot of things we want to talk about.
I also heard it was an effort to collapse the shale industry so that they could.
Well, that's the other thing, too. That's the other thing, too, is that shale, as long as oil is up to a certain amount of money, it becomes profitable for the shale industry to be in business because it costs more money to get it out of the shale than it does just, you know, pumping it. So that's not a, you know, so, and at the same time, you're getting all these greeny things where you have to have, by certain days you have to have so many cars on the road. By a third of your energy has to be this way. They're cutting back on coal, so oil is, I think, fighting a desperate battle here to try and maintain keeping cars and that going. Saying, look at the cost of this. We're having much higher miles per gallon. The fuel is cleaner. The engines are cleaner. Mm-hmm. And then, but then at some point, something's going to happen, and oil is going to go right back up through the roof.
My wife made an interesting point about these wind farms that are going to save us all. Two big things. First of all, the environmentalists are discovering these things are actually, in fact, swatting birds out of the air quite often.
But let's not just say birds. Let's say flocks of birds. Yeah. They are killing birds by the thousands in these wind farms.
The other thing is that people who study weather are saying, okay, we're removing energy from the low-level atmosphere. What is that? What does that do to local climate? Because you are removing energy that moves the air around at the ground level, and the long-term effects of that are unknown. They may very well alter weather patterns on the local level because you are sucking that energy that normally moves the air around, and it is actually starting to become measurable. You don't get something for nothing.
Okay, so you're saying that the wind farms, the windmills up there that are being turned by the wind,
it changes
the velocity of the wind and maybe even directions.
Yeah.
It could be so that way, even though we're capturing energy from it, that
three counties
over or a state over, it could have a huge impact on their climate.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
How thunderstorms form and things like that. Yeah, you are removing energy and you are changing airflow. There's a cascade effect.
Wow. Not only that, but, we go into this energy and all this energy. We're putting all these billions of dollars in on green energy, on renewable assets, and it doesn't. But you still have to. And here's the part that people don't seem to understand. You can have the best solar arrays in the country, even the world. You can have it attached to every house. But every so often it doesn't, the wind doesn't blow, the snow doesn't blow, the sun doesn't shine. And when that happens, people still need to have power. So they still need to be hooked on to a grid system that has a capability of giving them power on demand. So that means if you have solar, and this is what we're running into right here in Redding, is say you've got a solar array that takes care of 5,000 houses. Well, what happens when there's no solar because of clouds or whatever? They've still got to have a power plant, but who pays to keep the power plant up if everybody's got solar and they're saying, "Hey, we're getting this for free"?
Yep.
I mean, who pays for that? You've got to have some kind of and in California, and this is the part that was really I had no idea until Barry Tiffin said this. You can't, if you have a solar array and I say, "Okay, look, I'm going to charge you a $40, just in case fee every month." You can't do that. You cannot target solar for that. They said, nope, can't do that. So once you've got solar and it's connected and you're connected to the city, guess what? Zero. You don't have to pay anything. And then the state, the city, in this case taxpayers, have to buy back the solar. So here's a perfect example of people doing what they were urged to do and bribed to do millions of dollars. Put solar in. So they did it. And so what happens? The city who was doing it, they give them all these credits, is all of a sudden, now they're whining. It's like, oh my gosh, now we're going to have to raise our rates. And by the way, you can't have solar because we can only have so many. I mean, I understand the nuts and bolts of it, but here is something that was so successful, or it could be successful, that we can't do it because then we'd have to, everybody else on the system would just, their rates would go up, astronomically. Down in Florida, they've got whole communities that when their houses are built, they've got to have solar in them,
mm-hmm.
by law. It's the strangest thing.
Well, it's the same thing with cars. We've done a great job of reducing our mileage and cutting, we've been told, cut your mileage, buy an economy car, don't burn any gas if you can help it. Oh, by the way, the roads are falling apart, so you have nothing to drive those roads on because all the gas taxes dried up, so we'll have to make a new tax.
No, it gets better than that. It's when they put the GPSs on the car. And then that way they can track you by the number of miles you've driven. Yeah, I mean, you know what? Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Been in the business for 70 years. And one of the reasons that they are the top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row. That's right. One of the top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row. And their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation for their cardiac work, working the heart and taking care of people and all those kind of things. And why? Because Shasta takes care of its people and treats people well. Shasta Regional Medical Center treats people well. We'll be right back after these messages. I want to talk about a few things here. The medical care for inmates. Egg prices, one of my favorite things. And, of course, maybe we'll get a phone call here in sometime with our people on the MIAP. Tell us where they are today and what they're doing. What a great group of people. Great group of heroes. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, 717 on Tuesday, the 25th of August.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us, and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call, and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 7:22 in the morning here with Carl and the Buttons on assignment. Medical care for inmates in Susanville Correctional Facility is deemed inadequate. You know, we've gotten into all these problems with, you know, the fact is that so many of the inmates had medical care was inadequate, and then we ended up being overcrowded and all these things, so we had to turn all these people loose. In this case, the rest of the major incarceration facilities were okay. It's just Susanville. And guess why, Bad Bob? Guess why it's inadequate? There's a thousand reasons, but... And it's got nothing to do with essentially the prison itself. As it is, there's no doctors up there. Mm. There's a shortage of doctors in that northeastern California region.
Oh,
up in Susanville and up there.
Yeah, that's all over the place.
Up there, not all that area up there, there's a shortage of doctors. Well, if there's a shortage of doctors, they're not going into the prison and working. So they can't get, I guess, people to do that, and even the contract doctors. So now they don't know what they're going to do about that. They've got to find something to do. Maybe, you know what? This is where, okay, let's just let paranoia run deep here today, okay? let paranoia run amok here. You're a young doctor. You're coming up and you've got, the government has fixed it. So you've got like a $400,000 bill.
Yeah.
For your debt. You can't buy a house. You can't buy a car. Yeah, we might be able to buy a car, but you can't buy a house even if you're making $150,000 a year because your debt load is so high and you're having to pay it off. So the government has already come up and saying things like, well, you know what, if you go to a non-government, you know, an NGO, you go into a non-profit, you go do something for the government in these areas, we're going to, you know, after 6 years, we'll forgive that. Well, somebody has to pay for it, so it'll be the taxpayers.
Yeah.
But here's what they'll do. Okay, somebody says, well, you know what, I'm making it, I can do this, I'm a doctor, I'm going to do what I want to. Then raises the head of, we need doctors here to practice in these certain areas. So you've got to practice in this area, Dr. Jones, for 6 years. Not only does your total school loans taken away. Dr. Jones goes, well, yeah, I understand that, but I don't want to do that. Well, let's make it a little clearer, Dr. Jones. If you want to practice in California, You'll work here for 6 years.
You'll do your time.
You'll do your time.
Get your doctors.
It's coming. It's what's happening in the other parts of the world. The government takes over. You want to practice medicine? You want to get a license? Then you toe the line there, baby. Ask them. We'll get Dr. Danuka in here again. Let him get started on it because that's what happens. And then pretty soon the unions arise for doctors. And there's nothing more than unions, SEIU, would like to do is get doctors unionized, because then you're in these hospitals and they go on strikes. And India, they went to on strikes twice a year.
So what happens then is that the person with his hands in your chest or other body parts, it goes from a calling to an assembly line job.
No, see, here's it could in many cases, but... So the doctor says, well, you know what? I don't have to practice in California. I'll just take my certificate here, and I'm going to go over to Idaho or Oregon or the Midwest someplace because I don't have to do that. I can get a good job. I can do what I want, and I don't have to be in a place I don't want to live or I don't want to be at. So it's just going to make it worse. But trust me here. And as my paranoia runs wild through the airwaves, there's at some point this is going to happen. If you're going to practice medicine and get the certificate from the state, you're going to have to give the state something. You're already giving them taxes. You're already doing a lot of things, but you're going to have to give them service there. So I can just hear my brother-in-law just screaming right now, who is a doctor in California. I can just hear him screaming right now. It's here, it's here, it's here. He sounds like Mark Levin half the time. Hey, on, swear to God, I'm not kidding you. He gets going sometimes.
I love Mark.
He says my name. It should be changed to Sheila. They're not even kissing me.
As much as I love Mark, that's about the time the volume knob has to become.
Well, you know what? You got to watch yourself in there because you kind of listen. He kind of gets down a little, and he goes, "Blah, blah, blah." It's almost like, I like Mark Levin. I mean, his book's like number one for three weeks.
He's a brilliant man.
Oh, yeah. It's like that. And he gets fired up, though. Hey, on September 19th, cowboy up at Think Pink at Reading Rodeo Grounds. Wear your boots and get your pink on. And they're going to have a steak feed there. Enjoy music by Northern Traditions, dancing, live and silent auction, and a special tribute to breast cancer survivors. We've done this before. We've done this, and it is a great, great, great event there. A lot of neat things, a lot of great raffle prizes. So if you get a chance on September 19th, we'll push a little more and get some people in here. But it's a good night. And, of course, our Missing in America project is heading to Arlington. I had my blog ready to go out yesterday, and we're having a little computer problems. But it was essentially about our Missing in America project, a national-level project started right here, been recognized, and yet when they left to go to Arlington on Sunday, not one elected official nor the representative was there. And if I'm wrong, I want them to come tell me I'm wrong. Say, no, I had this guy there. Because I did not see any of the city council. I saw none of the board of supervisors. I saw none of the Congress or the assembly or the sheriff's department. I didn't see anybody there. And I had somebody say, well, I didn't know they were gone. Okay, that may be except it's been in like several different media groups. I mean, not just us. I mean, they may not want to listen to us, but it's been in many places out there. There's another radio station there. The Record Searchlight was there. In fact, there's a front page story. And what a great time it would have been for somebody that was in an elected office to say, you know what, these men and women are really doing something. They put our county and our city on the map. You know, they have done this. It brings great attention. It brings the most favorable kind of attention to Reading. And yet you think the mayor would be out there? Or the head of the Board of Supervisors, Chief Modi, Supervisor Modi? No. I don't know. Do they not know these things are going on? Or is it because they don't really cover any veterans events until it gets close to election time? Let's talk about that. Is it just that? I know during election time you can't have a veterans event without tripping over politicians. I swear. They're there. They're all around you. And I'm not saying they don't do things for veterans at times. But here's something that would have been really special, and yet they were not here.
Okay, between the City of Reading Council, the Board of Supervisors, City of Anderson Council, and the City of Shasta Lake Council, how many veterans, how many people have ever served in a uniform on those four bodies?
Okay, that's a good question. Okay,
I would like to know the answer.
I think Anderson has at least, I think, well, maybe he's no longer on it. He was, but there was one there. Okay, Reading. Gary... I'm not sure if he did or not. If he does, he doesn't beat his chest on it, which is fine. I mean, you shouldn't anyway. But, I mean, he may have. But Brent hasn't, Missy hasn't, Francie hasn't, and Kristen hasn't.
Okay.
They haven't.
Now let's look at the Supes.
Okay. Dave Kehoe hasn't.
He was
Modi
the only
hasn't.
One I thought might have.
Bill Chappelle may have.
Yeah.
No. Kehoe, I think, just worked in the Forestry Service.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Bill Chappelle, maybe. Les Ball, no. And Pam Giacomini, no.
Okay.
So, and then the city has Shasta Lake, I'm not sure about
that. Would
that
would be an interesting
but our
thing
assemblyman
to look into.
Has, our assemblyman hasn't been, our congressman hasn't been, our senator hasn't been. None of them have been in the service. And that's interesting because one of the things we've talked to, and I was with several veterans the other day, I'm talking about is there's so many veterans here in this town and this county. If they ever got together and said, you know what? Let's throw ourselves behind the ones that really support the veterans' issues. And you know what? What if you only came up with, you know, if all the ones running, but you came up with 500, 600, maybe 1,000 votes? Imagine 1,000 votes. In the way these all these elections are going, 1,000 votes elects somebody.
Yeah.
Well, it elects somebody.
If not,
I mean,
for three,
yeah.
Yeah, if not for three factors, I'd have backed you for a run for council. First of all, you have a radio station to run. You have another business
I
to
wasn't
run.
Planning
and
on
your
running.
Wife would have killed you.
Yeah, but I was never planning on running for council.
There were people pushing you for it.
There were, and just like the Board of Supervisors. I thought about that one. But I realized then is that it's more fun where we're at.
We don't see enough of you as it is because you're off and running on
some other things. Hey, we got to take a break here. 7:31 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. That's right. Ted Leidy and his team teach in like 6 or 7 different counties up here in Northern California. And you'll get some of the most complete CCW training that you're ever going to have. That and advanced classes for those who have taken just a basic CCW class. And NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. That's right. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check them out online, readingccw.com, Northern Firearms Instruction. We're going to take a break right now. 7:32 in the morning. It's 70 degrees out there on today, Tuesday, the 25th of August.
Culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:34 in the morning. It is August the 25th. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com and on the air. Give us a call, 605-4567. 70 degrees out there, going up to?
We'll be up in mid-90s today.
Mid-90s today, a little haze. Still going to be hazy. It's going to be even cooler this weekend, by the way. So, hey, we got a phone call during the break. Yeah, talk about that.
I am ashamed of the city I was born in at this moment. And the reason is, a listener called in, Dennis, said he was coming back from Reno, going through Susanville.
Yes, and, on Sunday.
On Sunday. And there were American flags lining the main street, and there were people milling about, and he goes, what's going on?
Well, how many people? He said there was what? And he said
well, quite a few people, so he turned around because he saw the MIAP, Missing in America Project people, coming into town. He goes, oh, I got to see this. Goes back, he said there had to be 1,000 people lining the streets, cheering the Missing in America Project while they rolled into town, rolled out the red carpet to them. They got a big reception when they went into Nevada. What did Redding do to see them off? Collectively,
well,
yawn.
I don't know if because, you know, these guys don't toot their horn a lot, right?
Still.
But still, you would think that one of our elected officials would have gotten off their butts on Sunday or sent somebody. You know what? The mayor can't be there. Then let the assistant mayor be there. Assistant mayor can't be there. Hey, Gary, you do it. You know what? Or board of supervisors, you know, Leonard. I know it's a big golf game that day, but I'm just saying golf. It could be anything. But then have David handle it or somebody. I wouldn't expect Pam to drive.
One of your minions.
Somebody come there. Somebody. You know, it's not like, I mean, it's, and so I'm just thinking is that they just not. I'm not sure why. But then you're right. And then go up to Susanville, which is what? How many people in Susanville?
I would have to look it up.
About half
something
hours.
In the 25. Oh, not even that.
Not even half. Like so they're all out there on the streets. Hey, we love what you guys are doing. We support you. And that's it. I mean, come on. I mean, and I'm not ashamed of Redding. I'm not ashamed of Redding. But I think with Redding, that was a little strong. But I am questioning this quote love or support that our elected officials have for our veterans when they're doing something like this. I mean, you know what? And it's not like they got anything special. The city didn't give them any money, which everybody else has got their hands out for. They didn't do that. They got their own funding. And Jersey Mike's, again, Jersey Mike's, and then the Anderson RV, who gave them an RV for cross country.
Yeah.
You know, what can you say? Except, you know, great job, Jersey Mike's. And I mean, there's other they did other fundraisers. Colt 45s. Colt 45s gave them a stack of tickets, and, you know, you keep half of this. And they sold a bunch of tickets. They made money that way. I mean, the whole thing was, you know, was well done. And I'm just somewhat. Because it's interesting, because when it's around election time, I mean, here they are. So maybe it's because veterans don't have a lot of money enough to help pay for their election campaigns. Could it be that? Mm. But I tell you again, and I won't say this again because it's time to move on. If the veterans ever got together, and there's ways that could happen, and the veterans decided, hey, we want this candidate and not this candidate, they could swing elections. Like that.
Well,
just like that. And I don't care if it's it may not be a national election, but I bet if you gave them enough reasons, all it would take is for them to swing one, you know, to swing to another candidate out there. Anyway, okay.
Shake my
head. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Go down to Leonard, see Leonard down there. He's got it all. He's, you know, you're looking for a little bauble. He's got a little bauble. Finely made, of course. You're looking for a ring that's going to set you back a couple hundred thou? Guess what? He's got that, too. He's got it all. State jewelry of the finest quality and a watchmaker there that can repair anything. The only one in town. So head on down there. Maybe anyone in the region. Head on down. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Eggs. Let's talk about eggs. I love it. You know, we've been babbling about eggs now for how long?
The incredible
weeks.
Egg.
Yeah. Christine was on talking eggs. I talk about eggs, about the cost of eggs. Today, in the paper, finally, eggs have officially broken the $3.60 a carton mark. Eggs have gone up. Okay, this one you've got to guess.
Cackleberries. Yeah.
What percentage have eggs gone up in 1 year?
Wow, I would say at least 100%.
you're close, kemosabe. But 150%. Eggs have gone up 150% in 1 year. Okay, just think about that, my friends. 150% in 1 year. Now, why is that? They're saying there's three reasons. One, avian flu. Avian flu just went through the Midwest and killed off millions of chickens and turkeys.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, is that what they're going to blame it on? And then the second one is bringing the feed in from the Midwest. I'm going to bring the feed from there to here. Trucking cost, all this stuff. And trust me. You want to talk to me about the cost of trucking?
You've learned more than you ever wanted to know.
I can give you more information than you ever want to know. And you want to talk about insurance for a new trucking company? Oh, let me talk to you about that. I will someday. And then, of course, the Proposition 2 about they need 160 inches by 67 inches, 127 inches by 67 inches in their cages. So it's not just chickens in California. Anybody that sends in eggs has to have the same room for their chickens. So that drove the prices up. So here we are. I've been hearing about it. I've been talking about it. But here it's finally here. 360 a carton, 361 a carton. Can you believe that? And that's for large eggs. So pretty soon, everybody will just be eating small eggs.
Yeah.
I mean,
the lady.
No, but you know what this hits though. It's not so much the big. You know, it's we're going to have Bev Mills in here, who has Carl's and Jersey Mike's on Friday, and we talked about this the other day, and we talked with Bruce Dean about this, and I talked to anybody because I see and what the cost of food and fuel and getting it here is doing to them. And then you throw on top of that a dollar an hour raise, but they want to make it like $5 an hour. But let's just say $2 an hour raise. What that's going to do to fast food franchises, it's going to drive some of them out of business. And today was the 50th anniversary of Dudes, the drive-in.
Yeah.
Or yesterday was the 50th anniversary. Dudes. I mean, gosh, everybody goes to Dudes. I've gone to Dudes, right? It's people like Dudes that really get hurt. Because now the eggs that they buy, the beef they buy, I guess pork is down, but chicken and beef are up. And then the cost of eggs and then everything is just going up and up. Those are the ones that get hurt by this, because they can't buy in the bulk quantity via these big companies and have these companies delivering it to them so they have the same food at every place.
The classic cafes of the world are in peril from this. Well, of the
well,
area,
they, you know
are
what?
In peril.
They are in peril because the cost of food has gone up tremendously. And with that, what are you going to do? And the cost of eggs go up 150% and you make your living off breakfast and lunch. So people come in there for breakfast. So now you've bumped your prices up a buck or more. And some of these places, because they've already raised the minimum wage, they're having to raise their prices 26%. Now, 26% for a meal. And then you think about that. So that means people that would maybe eat out 3 days a week, they may be on a fixed income or they may be, they're retired. They don't eat out 3 days a week.
Yep.
They eat out twice a week because of the cost of food. And then I was told by somebody that is in the business that, the kiosk. We've got those in a couple of places. The kiosk that you're going to see eventually at the old Taco Bell down here.
Yep.
You're going to walk in there, and instead of being that girl that's kind of got, refried beans on her chest and taco sauce on her face, it's going to be a kiosk that you go up to it and you go, "Good morning." And the kiosk does nothing. It may recognize your voice.
Actually,
and it can say, "Good morning."
Voice recognition is making this possible.
Yeah, they can say, "Good morning." Yeah, but then you just reach out and, "May I help you this morning?" "Yes, I would like to have this and this and this and this." But probably what they're going to have is this menu on the front that you just punch.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask them a question, who knows? There may be one person standing to answer questions. How hard can this be? I'd like to have a Carl's Jr. and a order of fries in the medium size. Now, what are you going to ask about that? You can't ask anything. Some people.
Well, yeah, but the voice recognition.
Can you hold
system,
the onions? On
like
that?
When you call the bank now, it's all voice driven and pretty darn good.
Some of it is. That's true. Now, the other part about this is then the kiosk are there. So what's that do? Again, I'm sorry. I keep saying this, but this is what's happening, my friends. Is you're talking about, let's give people living wages. There won't be jobs.
Yeah.
There won't be jobs. And those jobs used to, you know, kids used to get when they're starting out, you know, who's going to, even when it's up to $15 an hour, I'm not going to hire a high school kid for $15 an hour when I've got these other guys trained who are doing already doing, you know, two jobs because I had to let other people go.
Or you could have the Seattle effect. Oh, I need you to cut my hours so I don't go over my limit to get my free stuff. I love that one. We're supposed to lift these people out of poverty.
All right, let's take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, Jeff Wurst, it's a veteran-owned business, and Jeff does something that no other people do around here. He offers a full guarantee. If it's a little bitty chip, which can turn into a huge crack, or to a crack over 24 inches in length, Jeff can fix it. He can assist you. Here's the best thing about having integrity in your work. If he can't, he just tells you, I can't fix that one. You need to go to so-and-so or so-and-so. So stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, give him a call, 241-8373. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 7:45 here on the 25th of August. 72 degrees out there, going up into the mid-90s today.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages that solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl in the Box. Good morning. Tuesday, the 25th of August. 72 degrees out there, going up into the mid-90s. 605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, come on down to View 202 this Sunday for their brunch. runs from 11 to 2 with great, great new items out there by Master Chef Justin Heisler.
Great and great entertainment.
Yeah, here with Randall Hempelin here, who goes to this, you know, you're out there on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been there three times. We unfortunately had to miss a couple times because we're out of town, but it's been great every time and different every time.
And Linda is, of course, singing out there with her jazz ensemble from 11 to 1. For that. Anyway, they're also having half price on wines and all types of great deals out there on the Sunday brunch. Give them a call at 226-8439 for reservations, because the veranda out there is usually sold out. It gets crowded. Of course, you can still go inside and eat. Our guest here, who is just coming in to show me something we had talked about over the weekend, Randall Hempelin, who I can just say is kind of like a semi-retired gentleman of leisure.
Yeah.
And but also
busy
every time. He's a busy retired person. I like that. And he's also the chairman of the board of Turtle Bay.
Oh yeah.
And if you know how auspicious that you came in, because we were just kind of, you know, we were talking about a number of things, but Turtle Bay's been in the news. If it could be a groundbreaking here soon.
Yeah, yeah. We expect to close escrow this week. I wasn't misquoted, but I had the number wrong when I talked to the newspaper about a week ago. And it turns out there were 104 documents that had to be reviewed, signed. It is almost a quagmire of documentation that had to be set up because of all the mm-hmm. things that went on with this, the land transfer and the lease and all the stuff.
Right.
Not to mention loans.
not to mention loans.
Loans for lots of money to get this thing
Did you have to go back and do another...
Yeah, we had, yeah.
You have to go back and get another loan, because now, I mean, the prices, obviously the costs are different.
Cost did go up, as we expected. Not as much as what it would have cost us if we had prevailing wage, but it was still expensive. And then the banks always want new appraisals, and it was a new bank, effectively. North Valley Bank had been our
original one,
and then, of course, with Tri-Counties taking over, they were more than happy to renew it, but they had their own rules and things they wanted to look at. So
they're still in there. They're still in for the fight.
Everybody is. Everybody's hung long-term with us, including the Sheraton people. And
you know what? I believe, you know, there's so many things said. I mean, just so many things said. And I was, you know what? I was up front. We backed this. I thought this was good for our community.
Yeah.
I actually went to a debate. And, you know, the part I knew is that I knew there was going to be a problem when eight people in a row said that McConnell was building the hotel.
Yeah.
And Arch Pugh sat up there and said, no, it's – and after, like, the fifth time, he just didn't say anything.
Yeah, eventually we just gave up. You know, people are going to believe what they want to believe. Yeah. But
this money is coming out of Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, this
whole
project is Turtle Bay.
It's Turtle Bay bank loans, McConnell loan.
Right.
KBK loan.
Right.
We have – everything's a loan. And, I mean, that's – That's we're sweating when we're signing all these things because we're
well, you know what,
putting our lives on the line, if you will.
You know what, you know, you have to maintain a certain. Well, you know, I mean,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
your business, man. You're really, I mean, yeah. all you guys. I mean, this is what you do for a living here, and I would think that you would say, you know what, if we have this, we need this to break even.
Yeah,
and you know, but what I see here is the beginning of something so grand, and I'm not just talking about Turtle Bay and. In this hotel, I see something so grand.
Excuse my use of or taking somebody else's phraseology, but this is going to be the anchor baby for the delivery.
This is the anchor baby of the Sacramento build out.
That's right.
And you,
exactly
when I say
we look at it,
yeah. And when I say build out, I don't mean that destroying our town. No, 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 no. But we're sitting up there, view 202. I'm looking down at this river that is absolutely beautiful. People are rowing down the river. People are fishing on the river. And I'm thinking to myself, what could we have? I mean, there's nothing, there's really nothing there.
Yeah.
Is anybody thinking about this?
Oh, yeah. They've had the plans for, you know, many years.
Since like the 90 or something.
Yeah. But it's this will get us started.
This will be the start.
This can happen. Here's a point of reference to work from.
This is where it starts. Yeah.
I would love to see, before I have to leave this earthly plane, a river walk that starts at the Sundial and makes it all the way down to Freebridge. Wouldn't that be awesome?
I think it's highly possible.
I think it is too, and I think that it'll connect through the trails up into the center of town here, which could have a beautiful downtown look to it. You know, at once, you know, kind of. I mean, it's possible. I mean, all that stuff is. It just has to need a plan and needs to be moving forward.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for the update on that. What you did, what Randall did, he knows I'm a Western aficionado here.
Yeah.
And he found, you tell everybody what you found.
Well, I found a derby, that, and a lot of people think that the cowboys all wore these big 10-gallon hats. Well, they didn't. If you look back at the old Civil War pictures around there, 1855 to like 1880, a lot of them were wearing derbies and top hats and this type of thing. So I decided my cowboy hat this year is a derby, and I found one, and it's...
It's looks like great. It. Yeah. It's the Butch Cassidy Sundance Kid.
Yeah, even my wife said didn't say take it off right away. I mean, it was like, hey, you know, that's okay.
She says but it's in bed. And you say, well, hey, the last thing a cowboy takes off is his hat.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You had a question.
I have a question for you. The three gentlemen, young gentlemen that were heroes in France.
Right.
Two of them are military. One
that's
is
correct.
Active duty Air Force. He was the one who was wounded.
That's right.
Okay, he was wounded in an attack by a terrorist.
Purple Heart.
Foreign land. Yeah, that's my question. Does he get a Purple Heart?
I'm sure he will, and I'll say why. Is that for a long time they fought it about the terrorist attack we had down at Fort Hood. Fort Hood.
Yeah.
But they said, you know what? This was a terrorist attack, and that way everybody got their, you know, got a Purple Heart and the treatment that go along with that.
Right.
Because it was more than just you say workplace violence, there's totally different than what happens. But these young men. And it turns out there's a fourth one, and maybe even a fifth one.
Yeah,
and
one guy got shot in the back.
Yeah, and this one Brit who's 56 joined in, and he said, "I'm not going to just sit here and be slaughtered." And he jumped up and he helped tie him up. But these three young men, the Air Force guy Stone and his buddy from the Oregon National Guard, I think it was Oregon National Guard, and then the early reports was a Sacramento State University, but I'm not sure it was Sac State. It makes no difference. They're
buddies. They're all three from Sacramento, though.
Yeah, they all three were. Okay, no, see, I didn't know that.
Originally. They grew up together.
And all the reports for hours and hours, which is where I put my blog out, and I have to put out a change to my blog, was it said Marines. Of course, people, short hair and all this, they expect Marines to do that, and somehow the word got out to be Marines, which always ticks off the Army. I mean, it does. When we were when the Army was in there and we were in Grenada, we were all fighting, and the Army was rescuing the people, and they were interviewing one of the medical students. She said, "God bless the Marines. Oh, those Marines!" And then all these Army guys are looking at each other. Anyway, no, but he should. I would be totally surprised because this guy was at a terrorist attack. He came out of the bathroom. His rifle didn't fire or it jammed, and they attacked. And they got into the fight, and then the box cutter came out. That's where he almost lost his thumb. He got punched in the eye, but this guy got beat up pretty bad. And I'm going to say this again if I can get through it. Stone said, he wasn't going to give up, and neither were we. Yep. So that was
and then he went on to
like
save
that.
Another man's life.
Yeah. Oh, he did.
Closing
that
wound.
Oh, and then he did that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because somebody did get shot.
He cut the guy's carotid artery, and the guy... I mean, and Stone put his fingers in there to stop the bleeding, and that's what it
you know
takes.
What? You know what? I tell you, at the minimum, these guys are going to get there's certain awards you can get, and for a non-combat type of save. But this is different because this was a
that's
terrorist.
Hand-to-hand combat.
It was a terrorist. They attacked him unarmed. I would be surprised if if the two of them weren't put in, all the military weren't put in for a very significant decoration. No, not the big one or even the second big one, but a significant. I would say silver stars on
the
this. Bronze or silver.
Yeah.
But the French gave them their very highest award. And, you know, and the French, just like that, did it.
Yeah.
You know, I hope that when they come back, that these young men are celebrated and applauded by our society and by the president who has them in there and has them into the White House. And I hope that they can move quickly through the process because it's pretty clear what they did.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to hand out anything for any, you know, you've got to do an investigation or at least a report. But, wow.
Yeah.
So, no, I think they're going to get Purple Hearts. And the two military guys will get a Purple Heart for the one that was wounded. And the others, and they'll both get some kind of award. I think the other student from Sacramento is going to get an award from our country. There was a French-American also who jumped into the fight. But he doesn't want to be identified. Guess why? I mean, this is my guess. He lives in France.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't.
He doesn't want his name out there because he's a target right there.
Yeah.
Wow. So, what'd you think? That was pretty cool.
That was a let's roll a moment. Yeah, that was a let's roll moment.
It was. Yeah. When he came out of the bathroom and after he shot in the gun jam, that's when they charged him.
Yeah.
It made no difference. They were going after him. Jeez.
I love the way they described everything in military terms, too, that he failed to charge his weapon. Charging his weapon.
Yep.
With the correct term.
Yeah. And then they got really nice things to say about the French. Hey, look, they fixed my thumb. They've been really nice to us. Yeah. Well, there's a reason, guys. You guys are heroes.
Yeah.
And can you imagine if nobody had been there and he'd been on that train with an AK-47 locked in there with all those people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, it'd have been that beat.
Randall Hempling, the chairman of the board of Turtle Bay, thanks for stopping by. Hey, we'll be right back after the news with Mark Story of Haven Humane.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some of yesterday's losses on Wall Street have been erased so far this morning as stocks seem to be clawing their way back. Global markets rebounded after China moved again to lower interest rates in hopes of stimulating growth. Mark Zandi is with Moody's Analytics.
The Chinese authorities are working hard to kind of right the ship. They cut interest rates, reserve requirements. They're using all their tools at their disposal, and they're quite substantive.
Meanwhile, Steve Moore with the Heritage Foundation says China's stock market has dropped 30-40% over the past few days, but that might have been expected.
China was a bubble. This was a classic bubble where people kept investing more and more, and now those gains have all been evaporated.
And Moore tells the Salem Radio Network that while there may be more losses ahead for the U.S. stock market, there are also, as there always are, buying opportunities for investors at a company. Such losses. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up by 304 points, again coming off yesterday's 588-point loss. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn is a former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, and he says that ISIS is still the most serious threat to the security of the United States because of its ongoing attacks on various Western targets.
This rise of Islamic extremism and their access to chemical or biological weapons is a very real problem.
Flynn was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A key housing index shows that U.S. home prices were solidly higher in the month of June.
The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index increased 5% from a year earlier. It's also a slight improvement on May's 4.9% advance. Prices went up 10.2% in Denver, 9.5% in San Francisco, and 8.2% in Dallas.
That is SRN's Jeremy House. An annual survey, the American Consumer Satisfaction Index, finds that satisfaction with automobiles dropped for the third straight year to the lowest level since 2004. This is SRN News.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/14/15, in-store only while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Some of the firefighters showing up in the Pacific Northwest to help out with the fires burning in Washington State hail from the land down under.
We don't pull this trigger easy. This is one of those tough decisions we make.
That is U.S. Forest Service spokesman Steve Gage. He says they're bringing in firefighters all the way from Australia and New Zealand, as he explained to KBOI. The Department of Veterans Affairs is celebrating a milestone of sorts, improving its service to Americans' war veterans.
Fewer than 100,000 disability claims older than 4 months. That's about one-sixth the size of the backlog reported 2 years ago and the lowest since the agency started tracking the claims back in 2007. Officials credit the reduction to mandatory overtime, a practice they hope to end next month.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting from Capitol Hill. Keeping an eye on oil prices, one of the big factors in international markets right now. So far, they're up about $1 a barrel. This is SRN News. In Rome, the top security official says police were caught off guard by the flashy funeral send-off for a reputed mafia chieftain.
Prefect Franco Gabrielli told reporters that for now there will be no sackings over last week's procession for Vittorio Casamonica, which deeply embarrassed Rome officials. The funeral included a gilded horse-drawn carriage and the Godfather theme music. A helicopter swooped low to shower rose petals during the church funeral. The pilot's license was suspended.
That is SRN's Keith Peters. An Ohio zoo that has the last Sumatran rhino in the United States is set to send that endangered animal to Southeast Asia on a romantic mission. Conservation experts at the Cincinnati Zoo say that the 8-year-old rhino will soon be on his way to Indonesia, where nearly all of the estimated 100 remaining Sumatran rhinos live. They say it's a big loss for the zoo, but it is a mating mission, and he may be able to help contribute to the survival of the species. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Come on, Bob. I've only been doing this for 6 years. Give me a break here.
It wasn't like you didn't have any work.
Gosh, I know. You counted down from like 10, 10, 9. You know, you just caught me again. Hey, 7, I'm sorry, 8:05 in the morning here at KCNR 1460. The phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We have, I see the Netherlands showed up again today, and Yeah, you know, we have Netherlands, a lady from the Netherlands is in our chat room. Plus, we have our local people and not so local. But good morning, everybody, and I hope everybody's having a great day. 8:07 in the morning, and it is the 25th of August, as I said. And, Bob, what's the weather look like?
Well, it's currently 73 degrees in Reading, and the forecast for today, we'll see a high 95, 98 degrees, depending on where you're at in the valley. Overnight lows in the mid-60s. It'll actually be cooling off for a few days with a chance of some rain as we get into the weekend. And then as we head into next week, daytime highs will be right around the 90-degree mark. So that typical late summer pattern we see, and maybe some late-season rain. Probably also some thunderstorms in the forecast, which is not so good for the firefighters. But all in all, we're not seeing those uber triple digits that we've been putting up with for a couple of months now.
And it looks like over the weekend it's going to be down even to the 80s. Yeah. So that's going to be great.
And, of course, as always, this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. They have all different types of plans for people out there to kind of take the burden off paying big bills on 1 month and not so big later on. This portion of our show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Even though that it's cooling off to, you know, we're the only place in the world saying, hey, it's cooling off. It's only 97 today. We're the only place I've lived in some places where it was hotter. Hey, it's cooling off to 97 today. Put off that, you know, wear that light sweater to work. Tell the kids, put that little sweater on our little kids going to school. It could be a little chilly for them. Alliance Heating and Air. Our air conditioning systems work perfect. Why? Because Alliance Heating and Air takes care of them. Come in, they change the filters, they make sure the air ducts are good, they make sure everything is fine, thermostats, all of it. And if there's an emergency in the house, anytime, any place, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Martin, the owner of Alliance Heating and Air, and his crew have been together for 20 years doing a lot of great work, a veteran-owned business. And speaking of veterans, I've got Mark Story here, CEO of Haven Humane, on his monthly. You know what? It just seems like sometimes you were just here like last week.
Yeah, I know.
And it doesn't. I mean,
it does.
It does, because I mean, you wear your Haven Humane shirt. You've got the your appearance never changes. I mean, I mean, it doesn't. I mean, really. I mean,
I think my hair gets a little grayer.
Well. Yeah, that could be, but, you know.
Look. Every time he answers the phone.
Yeah, every time. Exactly. Yeah, there's a phone call in the middle of the night. Oh, this somebody found. And anyway, but You also are a veteran. You're an Air Force veteran.
I am.
Are you proud of your boy?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think
Shepard
fantastic.
Stone. Okay. Does it bother you that they were all identified as Marines for a long time?
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. The truth came out.
The truth. Well, you know what? I put on my blog, because that was for hours that I took the reporting from it, that it said Marines. And then it came out as an Air Force kid, a young man from the Air Force. And then an Oregon State National Guardsman. Is this great? And their buddy from, what, Sac State or someplace down there? It said Sac State, but I'm not sure that's where they ended up being from. But my faith. I've never lost faith in the younger generation, because I've been around too many Marines and sailors and airmen and, you know, Coasties and soldiers to ever think that it was, you know, that our future was in doubt. As long as you had these kind of young men and women that were willing to put it on the line, and they were smart and brave and resourceful and tough. But these three guys on a train in France.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, they probably had a little bit to drink the night before, or maybe not, but they're sitting there relaxing. Relaxing is something they've always wanted to do, go on a train, you know, because you can take these train passes all through Europe. And there they are sitting there. And an Islamic terrorist steps out of the bathroom, shoots, jams his weapon, and they attack. Is this great?
Yep, fight or flight.
Well, they made up that mind right away. They made their mind. There was no hesitation there. They went straight for him.
And I think, regardless of what branch, I think they're all American heroes. I think it's great that a couple of them were in the military, because they represent. But it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think it is absolutely awesome. And Randall Hempling was just in here and said, and Randall's a former Marine. He's also a veteran. He said, do you think that they're going to get a Purple Heart for this? And I said, I can't think of any reason they couldn't, because this was a terrorist attack, and they were injured in a terrorist attack. I mean, they did it at Fort Hood on friendly soil by a soldier. I would think that they would do it on this, too.
Yeah, I would agree, and I agree with you. I think they'll probably get Silver Stars.
I'm thinking Silver Star.
Yeah. I don't think they'll do Bronze. I think Silver.
I think Silver's – and I tell you what, there's a lot of people out there going, but they charged a gun unarmed and took down –
I mean,
there's a lot there.
I think you and I both have seen people that have got Silver Stars for a lot less.
Yes. Well – I've seen the awarding of decorations, and I hate to say this, that the higher up, and depending on who their boss or maybe who they were, the higher the decorations got.
Yeah, I agree.
And I've seen others.
Not that they weren't deserving of a decoration.
No, but when you see a Lance Corporal with a Bronze Star, you know, Combat V on it, I mean, it's like, you know, this kid really stepped up there.
Yeah, so I agree with you. I hope that they are recognized. They absolutely need to be recognized. When they come home, and, you know, they deserve it, definitely.
They do.
Heroes.
How are you?
Good, good. How about you?
You know what? If it got any better, I'd have to just leave town. Because I'm just so happy all the time.
If you had a tail, you'd have to wag it.
There you go. Zumba
Bash. There you go. Thanks, Bob.
Zumba Bash. It's wagging right
now. Yeah, Zumba Bash. We had the Zumba Bash a couple weeks ago, and that's why I came in a couple of times in between.
That's right. We had a Jennifer LaRoya.
LaZoya. Yeah. Jennifer LaZoya came in, and she put on this Zumba Bash for us, and she works at Anderson Family Fitness, and I went to it, and I didn't Zumba this year, but I might next year. Okay. We are going to do it again. I'm very pleased to say that Anderson Family Fitness has said they would like to do it again, and so did Jennifer, which was fantastic. Our own Dolan from Haven came to me about a year ago and asked about it, and I was like, Zumba, I didn't know what Zumba was, and Dolan is one of my staff members that's trying to convince me that a self-serve margarita machine would increase productivity at work. So I didn't know what Zumba was, so I had to look into it.
Now, wait a minute. Let's just go back to that one a little bit, because
she's joking, obviously.
She says one of your people there says a self-serving
margarita
self-serving margarita machine.
Yeah. Yeah, she thinks it'll increase productivity.
Well, you know what? Gosh, what a coincidence. Because I've had a couple of my people say something to that effect.
Yeah.
They said, you know, we could tap a keg.
Yeah.
And just keep it here.
I think if you don't have a fun staff, then you've never heard that. But if you have a fun staff, then you've heard that at least once or something similar to that. So
if they haven't put it in writing. And they've all signed it.
It cracked me up a little bit. But so I looked into the Zumba Bash, and you know, it looked like a great deal, and Jennifer LaZoya really took off, and Dolan helped out with it, and my development team did a great job, and there were a lot of people there. It was a lot of fun.
But you guys made
Over $3,000.
$3,200. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, it was awesome. There were a lot of people there, and they got a lot of great gifts that were donated for raffle prizes. In the very beginning, I think they had 18 instructors on stage doing the first couple of dances. It was very choreographed. It was very cool. I'll tell you what. It was a lot of fun. If you didn't come out to Zumba Bash, we're going to have another one next year. I highly encourage you to come
out.
You're
going to dance?
Really,
and you're
going to
dance? And maybe we're just to watch
it. Let me put it this way. There's more of a chance that I'll dance this coming year, this next year, than there was this year because there was none.
Wear a mask.
I had a hard time standing still because the music is very catchy and everybody's dancing around. It actually was a lot of fun.
Okay. Hey, look, our guest is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. They're talking about the Zumba Bash they had as a fundraiser. It raised over $3,000. Big shout-out to Jennifer Lozoya of Anderson Family Fitness for making this happen. We'll be right back after these messages.
U202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. On August 27th, there will be a pairing, 4 courses paired with Lagunitas. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
It's hot and smoky, and yet they're on the job 24 hours around the clock, protecting our lives, our homes, and our property. From all of us on the China Fire and all the fires in the North State, a huge thank you for all you do. You saved our homes and patrolled our streets, keeping the looters at bay. Although we were without electricity, most of us returned to our homes standing safe, if a little singed. To our firefighters and our police force, thank you seems so trivial. We are sincerely indebted to you.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Bistar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at bistarbank.com. Bistar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. With Carl and DeBot, Linda Songs. Tuesday, August the 25th. 72 degrees out there, going up to 96. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 8:20 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, of course, with all the good cafes and teas and hot drinks, cold drinks that you could possibly want, where veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the Northern California area with a walk-in humidor that is just absolutely perfect. You can find them all right there. And then all the accessories you could possibly want. And e-cigs, all those kind of things. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business. Does a lot for our community, Joe and Shelley do. Stop on down. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest today is Mark Story, who's the CEO of Haven Humane. Just had a great event a couple of weeks ago, the Zumba Bash 2015. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jennifer Lozoya, Anderson Family Fitness. Now, you also had the Pause Port to Adoption. Linda loved that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
She goes, Pause Port. That is so cute. So how'd that go?
It went very, very well. We adopted, found forever homes for 52 cats on the Friday-Saturday event and 86 total from August 1st to August 15th.
Well, that's close to what you wanted.
Yeah, we wanted 100, but I'm very happy with 86.
86?
Yeah, I'm very happy.
You know what? For me, I don't, and you see this all the time, so please, explain it to me. You have to be a special person to want a cat. I think different groups of people can want a dog. I mean, okay, let me finish here. There's a certain kind of person that will adopt a cat, but there's all types of people that would adopt a dog. And then within those groups of adopting dogs, there's certain parts of them that will they'll adopt a pity, or a part pity, or a full pity. So what kind of people adopt cats? And I don't mean this in a bad sense, but I know, Bob, you've got cats, but you've got dogs. So, see, I kind of think of you as you could swing either way on that.
We have a dog who is quite good with the cats.
Yes,
gets along with them just fine. They were all, in fact, I got a picture of them all piled up together somewhere.
Oh, I'm not sure I want to see that. But
I think that there's a lot of people that love all animals: cats, dogs, horses, goats, whatever. And there's a lot of people that want to have cats and dogs in their lives, and that's great. Cats and dogs are very different, obviously. Cats are very independent. So when a cat wants to be pet, a cat will let you know it wants to be pet. A dog is there wanting to be pet pretty much 24/7, 365.
Pretty much will put its little face right there just to be petted and then come up and wonder why it's not happening.
So there's some people that just want an animal like a cat that's a little bit more independent. But cats are just as rewarding and can be just as rewarding as any dogs. I've had cats that were very similar to dogs. Oh, absolutely.
Can you teach them to can retrieve the paper?
You know what? I had a cat that I played fetch with every night. And I would play fetch with him until I got bored, because he wouldn't. And he would just retrieve the little ball in the hallway, bring it straight back to me, retrieve it, bring it straight back to me. And he'd play for 45 minutes. You can train cats. You can clicker train cats with positive reinforcement just like you can dogs. We have, the cat that we have at Morgan Adoption Center, Jade. She does a couple tricks that we've trained her to do. Cats are very loving, very affectionate, much like dogs. They're just very different with their independence.
With their affection. I mean, it's kind of like they're going to give it to you if they want to only.
Yeah, some cats. I mean, there are a lot of cats that are, they want to be with you all the time too. But more often than not, they're a little bit more independent than dogs are. And a lot of people like that, like to have an animal that's a little more independent. But, cats can be, they're just as rewarding to people as dogs are, and people are just as attached to them as they are to dogs. So the same kind of people will adopt dogs and cats. It's just some people are more dog people and some people are more cat people.
Well, my in-laws had one that wandered into the yard, and they didn't have an animal then. But they ended up, long story short, keeping it and loving on this animal for 6 years.
And they would, you know, come up to visit us, but they had to be back next day for us, our cat. And I said, well, why don't you just give the cat a lot of food and a big,
a big litter box
and a lot of water, because, I mean, pretty much they're okay then, right? Well, but they didn't like that. And so, no, they did. This cat became a part of their lives.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then they spent a couple thousand on it trying to keep it alive, and then, you know, then it left. But it's just... because they didn't strike me as being cat people. And this cat would, they'd let you pet him and then turn around and go, whack, get him. And I'm, you know, so I'm just kind of like, it seems to me you just kind of have to be somebody that really appreciates. What about people who got like 10 cats?
There are people that have quite a few cats. The ordinance is 6 animals total in the city.
I think they're outside the city limits.
So, just throwing that out there.
I had a card I gave to a friend, and it's these beautiful, cute little kitties, like 6 of them in a box.
Crazy
and all of them looking straight up, and it said starter kit for cat lady.
Yeah. I think that our passport event, we targeted the people that really wanted cats and wanted to put them into forever homes. But, you know, cats are just as much a part of
people's families
right. as dogs are to others.
Well, why don't they let their cats out then? If they love these cats.
I can't answer.
And we are
adamant about that. We do not let our cats out, period. End of conversation.
There's cats in our neighborhood that I see. I know the people love their cat.
Mm-hmm.
And the cat, you know, but the cat's out a lot. And I see other cats out that I think, but you see them all the time. So you know they're being fed and being taken care of by somebody. Right. And they, you know, they got, you know, but they just, I guess they just let them out. I don't understand that.
We got coyotes in the vicinity.
Oh, where you live. No, that wouldn't be. That wouldn't
happen. And, you know, although we don't encourage that, we don't stop the adoption because they're going to let their cats out. But me personally, when I've had cats, they weren't allowed out of the house. I didn't want to take the chance, like Bob was saying, with coyotes or anything else or running across the street and getting hit. I just didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, they were a part of my family, and I wanted to keep them part of my family, so I didn't let them out.
One of our Netherlands lady says, no cats for me. I have guinea pigs. Now, what kind of exotic animals do you have there right now? I mean, I say exotic. They could be rabbits or guinea pigs. This is Redding.
I'm trying to think. I was in the adoption center yesterday for quite a while. I don't think we have anything other than cats and dogs. I think we do have a goat.
A goat.
Yeah, and we adopted a donkey yesterday.
We be in Haven Humane?
Yeah, we adopted out.
Oh, you adopted out
right,
a donkey.
A donkey yesterday.
Oh, okay.
We had a bunch of rabbits and we had some guinea pigs, but I think they all got adopted.
Those go pretty quick, don't they?
They do, and we have them come in quite often, and birds as well. We get birds in quite often.
Really?
As well. Yeah.
How much do you charge for a bird adoption?
It just depends on the bird. What you know? Did it come with a cage? The guinea pigs.
Does
and
it
the
talk?
Rabbits, kind of same thing. Well, yeah, some of them do actually.
Yeah.
We've had some that have come in that talked.
Well, you know, other good news. I'm not even following down any of these things that you've got right here, but I want to talk about this one. You all, your contract was just re-upped with the city.
Yeah, we have been working with City of Reading for 33 years now, and we just renewed the contract for another 5 years for animal control as well as the sheltering, so all the animal stuff in the city. So we're very pleased with that. The partnership with the City of Reading works really well, and we're pleased to have...
There's money that flows from the city into you guys, but you know what? It's so much less than what the city would be putting out if they tried to do all this themselves.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, by easily probably a half and maybe two thirds, that because you all also raise money, you know, through a variety of other means too, to make this work. And this is an expensive proposition.
It is. It absolutely is. And we're very thankful and pleased with the partnership that we have with the City of Reading.
Good job, City of Reading, City Council, 5-0 for that
absolutely.
One.
Yeah, absolutely.
And nobody, you know what, nobody really questions it because, you know, and I'll tell you, Mark, a lot of it's got to be you. That because you've set the tone. And, I mean, I'm just not saying this, but, you know, if you weren't doing your job and there was a lot of histrionics and all this stuff about it, I mean, it could be, I mean, people, well, why do we have to do that? We could do something, blah, 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 blah. But it's not. It's a well-run organization that takes care of animals, that's out there when people need them, when it's a fire going or whatever, and picking up those animals that other people don't want around, all those things. So it's kudos to you and all of your staff.
Yeah,
you're great people.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm very blessed. I've got a fantastic team that works for me, and they work very, very hard to not only fulfill the contract obligations, but also to help this community in any way that we can. And that's what we do.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. It's 8:29 in the morning here on the 25th of August. 72 degrees, going up to probably 96 today. We'll be right back after these messages. We want to talk about a couple other things, some big events coming up here for the next couple of months for Haven Humane and how you can get involved and have a great time at the same time. We'll be right back.
Is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
You will feel the excitement the minute you walk in the door at Cicada Cantina with the unique one-of-a-kind ambiance. Located at 1691 Hilltop Drive in the heart of Redding, California, Cicada Cantina takes casual Mexican dining to a whole new level. Enjoy the fusion twist to our exquisite signature dishes. Sizzling steak fajitas, chili rellenos, pollo poblano, and fresh shrimp tacos. Or lounge out on one of our large patios and enjoy a birthday, anniversary, or any fun event while sipping on a delicious signature cocktail like the Prickly Pear Margarita or Mango Mantra. And don't forget, they can cater to any size group, from intimate gatherings at your home to a full-blown fiesta. Cicada Cantina. It's more than a restaurant. It's a party.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I want to know, have you ever seen a dream?
Not lately.
I want to know, have you ever seen a dream?
Yeah, I saw it one time.
On TV?
I saw it on TV.
Yeah.
And then I understand that with the gargantuan El Nino that is coming in this year, that we can have so much rain that we'd be sitting there having to walk around with a snorkel.
They really don't know.
They have no idea. But if
it
could happen, but it may not. But still, if it does, and it's the only thing we're going to have then is mudslides everywhere. But rain, I've been told, my sister tells me about it all the time. She lives back in Tennessee. She says, well, you know, when it rained and did this, I said, well, what exactly does that, what's it feel like? She goes, imagine that you were in this huge, huge shower outside. Yeah. And you walk around and the water just comes down on you and it's cool and it's nice. And I went, oh, come on. I said, like a huge shower? She goes, yeah. And it's kind of coming down. Sometimes it comes down harder. Sometimes it comes down softer. You know, she says, it's just wonderful. And the earth drinks it up. We have, you know, and the grass is so green. And I said, grass is green? I thought it was supposed to be brown.
You need to watch more Nat Geo.
A what?
You need to watch more Nat Geo.
Nat Geo.
Yeah, Nat Geo.
One of my best memories from the Navy was we were in the Indian Ocean. One of the water condensers went out, so we were on severe water hours. We had a rain shower out at sea, a thunderstorm. There had to be 50 guys in the catwalks with soap.
Oh, yeah, we've done that before. We did it one time in the desert, and then at the end of it, when the rain was coming, because we were, you know, I said, you know, we needed to cammy up, so we all rolled around in the mud. And when it dries, I mean, you could not see us because we matched perfectly. This is before they had all the cammy stuff.
Yeah, like Schwarzenegger and Predator. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you set that up really good with the, imagine a big shower, and it was very... It was nice. It was serene. And Bob had to ruin it with all the guys on the top of the ship trying to take a shower.
Yeah. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business here. And discounts for seniors and veterans is man's last stronghold. Come on. This is a great place. The Cheers of barbershops. Great haircuts here. I sincerely mean that. I've been going there. I can't imagine going to another barbershop anywhere. I'm just going to go there until my hair falls out. Or not. Right there on, right off Athens Avenue across from the subway. Speaking of great places down on Athens Avenue, Classy Cafe. Let's just talk about Millie and Kathy. It's like a mini museum in there. Great breakfast, lunch. Head on down there. Get your hug as you walk in, and then get great food. Okay, Mark Story is my guest today, CEO of Haven Humane. And he was sitting there talking about, could you picture that? It's like a giant outdoor shower, and it's coming down softly on your face. And Bob gets up there talking about all these sailors. I can just see this big chief. The chief they use in the, what was that, Bob, when you crossed the equator? And he played baby what? He played the...
The Royal Baby.
Now, in case you've never had what's the name of this?
Crossing the Line. You are initiated into the solemn mysteries of the Jeep and become a shellback.
A shellback. Okay. So they take the fattest senior chief on the ship, if you can picture this. And this is already scary.
I don't know.
They put him in kind of a diaper-like thing. He sits on this throne, and they rub his belly with grease and stuff, and then if you're being initiated, plus all the horrible things they do to you, you have to go up to kiss the baby's belly. And then they push your face into this.
So.
And I tell you and we have one of our officers say, I'm not going to do that. It's too disgusting. Really? You know, he said it to me, the XO, whose face was filled with grease. So at this point, I said, you can do it or you can't do it. I mean, you don't have to do it, but we're just going to, the rest of you, you're just going to ostracize you, young man.
So in September, our clinic has $8 rabies specials.
If you never kissed the belly, you can't even begin to picture this. But I'm sure it must be something like that. $8 rabies vaccinations
vaccinations at our clinic, yes. So, and it's really important when you vaccinate when you license your dog, the license goes off of the rabies vaccination. So that's why there's a lot of license.
Okay.
It's because it's based off the rabies vaccination.
So it's
really important that you vaccinate your animals for rabies kinds of reasons.
$8
so
is a great deal.
License. Absolutely.
What if people, once you get a rabies vaccination, you don't have to get it again, do you? Or is it?
Yes.
Okay, it's every year?
It's actually, most places, it's 1 year for the first one and it's 3 years. For all the ones after that.
So it's like boosters.
It's 1 year, and then you boost it at 1 year point, and then you boost it every 3 years.
Hey, do we have much rabies around here? I would think you would know this.
We have had very select cases that are normally bats or something like that. But as far as like a bunch of rabies, no.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Probably because of?
Rabies vaccination.
Yeah, but I've heard that skunks and foxes get this.
They can carry rabies, but it's also rare.
Okay.
They obviously don't get vaccinated.
There's that's true. Plus the fact, but there's a lot of skunks around. And I mean, just so if your dog goes out and gets into a tussle with them, besides smelling great, so you've got to know the symptoms of the animal too, because if the animal is acting strange, you may want your dog to be taken or cat to be taken down there. And is it too late once they're? It's not too late once they're bitten, is it? I know people can be given some kind of treatment. Best thing to do is just get vaccinated.
Yeah, keep them vaccinated. If they end up killing an animal, then we can test it.
Right.
Or if you have the animal, it's still there, then they can be tested to see if they have rabies.
Okay.
Public health tests them.
One of the great things I really like is your second Tuesday club.
Yeah, me too. I enjoy it.
Because you always pick great places to have it at. In this case, it's Nello's, September 8th. And it's a portion of the evening's proceeds go to Haven's Animals.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And Nello's, I mean, what a great restaurant. So I love going to Nello's. And, you know, it's become a thing for me where Tina and I, we meet with some good friends of ours, you know, once a month. We get together on second Tuesday and have a great dinner somewhere. And so this time, yeah, September 8th, it's going to be at Nello's. Come out, have a great meal, enjoy some company with some friends, and portion of the proceeds go to support the animals and helping us find forever homes.
Nello's is a dangerous place to go to if you're trying to watch your intake, because their food is just really good. And it's, you know, a lot of carbs.
Well,
can be.
Most diets allow you to cheat once every once in a while. So you just need to save it up for September 8th and have that as your cheat night.
Okay. Another volunteer orientation. One of the things that you've done is, I see, but something that's been a strength of Haven Humane all the time is your volunteers. But you recognize your volunteers really a lot.
Yeah, I try to. I do the best I can to recognize our volunteers. I like to go out and thank them and introduce myself to them as often as I can. And I don't feel like I do it enough, because I don't feel like I ever could do it enough. Our volunteers are so critical to what we do. And, you know, for those of you that think that our volunteers are out cleaning kennels and doing that kind of stuff, they're not. I mean, sometimes if they want to, they're welcome to, but most of them are out socializing the animals. They're walking the dogs. They're socializing the cats. We do have quite a few volunteers now that are socializing the cats. And that makes such a huge difference in the quality of life of the animals that we have in our care until we can find that forever home for them. So our volunteers are really, really important for us. When we do outreaches and when we do adoption events outside, you'll always see volunteers, because we can't man that with our regular staff. We just don't have enough staffing for that. And so the volunteers come out and they help with the dogs and the cats and stuff, and it's a lot of fun. So Wendell's our volunteer coordinator. He has done a fantastic job. He's been with us over 2 years now. And our next volunteer orientation is actually this Friday, August 28th at 5:15, and that is at Haven. It takes about an hour, and it just kind of overview of what goes on with it and what opportunities you have as a volunteer and where you go from there. And then the following one will be Saturday, September 5th at 10 a.m. And both of those happen in our classroom at Haven. And you can always call us at 241-1653 for more information on that.
Super. You know, the volunteers are a big thing. You know, which brings me to another subject that's not on here, is our Friday pet of the week.
Yeah.
What's kind of gratifying to me is they'll bring this pet in here. And, I mean, we're looking at this dog, and I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, if life was a little bit different, that dog would go home with me right now. Spencer would just go to the next place. I'm going to have to explain to you that I've got the dog, and I'm not letting it out of my sight. is to see their photos on Facebook being adopted by – and every family is kind of like – I mean, they look like nice families, and they care. And, you know, little kids got their arms around the dog. Dogs with a big tongue hanging out, saying, this is great. I love this. I mean, this is really it's gratifying to see that. And it's great, you know, I know that all the, you know, we've got a lot of us in the media here in town that help with this. I hope it's as gratifying to them too when they see these animals that cycle through have been adopted.
It is. All of the TV and the radio that we do, the Pet of the Week, are all extremely supportive, and we're very thankful for everything that they do for that. But they all get into it like you're talking about, and they all talk about, oh, I saw this one, and I saw this one. And,
yeah.
You know, some of them, I think most of them put them up on their own Facebook, like you guys do, their own web page and that stuff, and help network these dogs and cats and I think bunnies and anything else he's brought in. And it does. It makes a huge, huge difference because it gets it out there and helps us network these animals.
It goes out on our front page. You know, when Spencer sends it, I send it right to the webmaster, and he puts it right up.
Yeah, and it has made a huge difference. Definitely, and we definitely appreciate you and all the other people that sponsor and help out with the Pet of the Week.
It's funny, you know, I find it interesting how I have a lot more tolerance and patience for animals, trying to find them a home, than I do people. However, that's starting to change somewhat, too, I think.
Well, I think that it's comparing apples to oranges.
Well, it is.
Because, and I don't, I know that there's a lot of people that are homeless because of reasons outside of their control. And I know there's a lot of people who are homeless because of reasons completely within their control.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a single animal that's homeless because of anything that they had anything to do with. Every animal that enters our shelter is there because a human, whether two generations ago or whether 2 days ago, neglected that animal and didn't spay neuter, didn't give them the home or the food that they should have had, or made a poor decision. That's why the animal ended up. So I think that it's a lot easier to get behind it because these animals are there because somebody made a mistake somewhere along the line, a human did, and they're the ones that are paying for it. So we're that voice for those animals. And so, and it's a very tough job because we see these animals come in, and we're trying to save every single one of them and find forever homes for them. And one day, hopefully, we'll be able to save every single one of them. But, you know, we try hard every single day to do that because every one of them has a story. And whether we know it or not, every one of them has a story and a reason why they ended up our shelter. And we treat them all with the same love and respect that we would if they were our own. And it's pretty difficult, but I think that's...
Elements Lounge, September 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite jazz songs from the American Songbook. Dining, dancing, and a cool night of jazz with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. My very special guest this night will be Joe Larson on trombone and vocalist Joe Catania. Call 243-3377 for reservations for Lady Bott and the Bluebirds.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 72 degrees, going up to 96 today. The weather's going to be like this for the next couple of days and actually cool off this weekend to the like 88 and 89 Saturday and Sunday. There may even be a chance, and it's a slight chance. I heard there might be some rain next week. Is that true, Bob?
But as Saturday, Sunday, there's a chance of showers.
I'm thinking next week, though. Yeah. But I'm not sure. What does that mean, rain? Oh, we've already talked about that.
Let's not go there.
Let's go back there again, because somehow we'll get into the Navy being nude on the Ford deck or something. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Wind River and Elements Lounge. Linda's going to be there on September 3rd with Ladybot and the Bluebirds. Have the great time. Get down there and sing. And she's singing. You all are dancing. Some of you may be up there singing, too. She's going to have a regular band, plus Joe Larson's going to be there. And Joe Catania, who is a well-known singer from around here. There comes some duets there from that jazz era. Great, great menus. Very reasonable prices. Like I said, it's a non-smoking area. And so you've got everything there to have a great time. But you give them a call at 243-3377 and make reservations for Thursday, September the 3rd. Ladybot and the Bluebirds at Elements Lounge in Wind River. Okay, our guest here in our last segment is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and is got a lot of things. We got the Bark Wine and Brew.
Yeah, Bark Wine and Brew.
I mean, that's coming up quick.
Yeah, October 3rd. Saturday, October 3rd at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. It's going to start at, I think it's going to be actually 5:30 is what time the doors are going to open. And there will be a link on our website. It should be up today, actually, to buy tickets. It's going to be ticketless this year, so we're not going to
ticketless.
It's going to be ticketless, so you're going to register and choose which meal you want. We have a couple different selections, and then you're going to come on out. It's going to be a great time. We've got a ton of auction items. We've really ramped it
like
up
what?
This year.
Like what?
We've got some
live auction, silent auction.
Both, actually. We've got live auction and silent auction. I know we've got some great trips.
An auctioneer is.
You know, I can't.
Don't know yet?
Yeah, we're locking that in.
Okay. Well, I think that, you know, last year there were so many great things, you know, that were out there for stuff. We never get out of there without bringing something home.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
And
one year it was a bird bath that had angels and doves on it that we luckily could trade in. You know.
We have a great development department right now, Diane and Kara in Virginia. So it's changed since last year, and they're really working hard to ramp it up and get some really good items in there and change it up just a little bit. It's going to be great. We have some surprises. You know, we did the slideshow and stuff last year. We're in the middle of producing a new video that
I tell you one, that one, where you, that one that was
a,
which, what was that song? What's that song? It's a killer one, you know, and it just drags your heart out. And it's, I don't know, it was a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, I think that was Philip Phillips' Home.
Home.
Yeah.
Takes your heart out, stomps on it, sticks it back in upside down. I tell you what, and along with the photos of all the animals.
Yeah, and we'll definitely have that slideshow. But we put together a great video last year. This year we've done another video that's going to be a little bit more fun with a song that's pretty popular, and so it's going to debut, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're really, really looking forward to it. Of course, we're going to have Blue White Band there again playing. We're going to have a sit down dinner. We're going to do different type stuff. We're kind of trying to change it up a little bit, have a lot of fun, and it's going to be a really good night. So that's Saturday, October 3rd. You can get your tickets. You can look on our havenhumane.org. You can call us at 241-1653 for more information on that. But register.
It's a great time, though.
Yeah,
we have a
is.
Good time.
It's a lot of fun.
And the place gets full.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
It got so full, literally, you know, and I kid Mark about this. Their guys were so good, and so many people wanted to come to it. They sold it out, and all your people ended up top on eating pizza.
Yeah, we're planning a lot better this year for that. So,
well, this wasn't a slap. This was just
no.
So many people.
Yeah.
Your guys, everybody's so
great.
Enthusiastic, and so many people wanted to come.
And that's what we want this year.
Yeah.
And every year we want to continue to fill the place, but we also want to make sure that we make the product better every single year. And so I think this year people are going to see a lot better product, a lot more fun, a lot better items for auction. And raffle and everything else, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Last year, you had a family that brought in a dog.
They had
adopted, and down in Sacramento, and they drove all the way back up to bring their dog out.
Yeah,
there.
She was a special dog.
Yeah, a happy dog.
Yeah, she's okay. Great.
All right, so today we've talked about how the Zumba Bash a couple of weeks ago raised over $3,000 from Jennifer Lozoya of Anderson Family Fitness. The Paws Port to Adoption event had 86 cats adopted between August 1st and the end of the event, August 15th, a two-week event. And it was a great deal for people that wanted cats, too.
Absolutely.
September clinic special, it's going to be $8 for rabies shots all through the month of September. And that also ties into your dog license. Second Tuesday is going to be on September 8th at Nello's. If you can't, you know, that's one of those places that's like, oh, okay. And a percentage, because it's food so good, that, and so a percentage of what they make that of each meal goes to Haven's Animals. Volunteer orientation will be this Friday at 5:15 at down at Haven. And if you can't make this one, the next one's at September 5th at 10 a.m. Bark, Wine, and Brew, October 3rd. You know what? Buy your tickets right now. They just went on sale. Because last year, it sold out.
Yes.
It was sold out. So, a great number of live auction events in the silent auction. All types of little surprises out there that you all do. It's a great, great event out at Wind River.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And we will be closed for Labor Day, Monday, September 7th. So,
how was the fires? Did y'all have to have temporary shelter, or I know that in the past years you've had to pull animals in from all over.
Yeah, I'm knocking on wood, but, you know, we had the Happy Valley one, and we helped out with that, but that was pretty quick. They really jumped on it fantastic. Those fire guys were amazing. All the emergency services, that could have been very bad. We were out for that, and we brought in a few horses, but they all went back the next day between the county and us. We worked really well together on that. But the Trinity, we haven't really been involved with
that. Trinity is still going, too, even though they're sending fire. I understand there is a crew of Samoans that are up there in Weaverville, and they love them up there.
Yeah, well, hopefully
these are tough guys.
The news this morning said they're hoping for some rain Saturday, and it's supposed to be in that area. That would be fantastic.
And they said that even though they're contained, they're growing.
Right.
What are you going to do? With this, I mean, again, not being political at all, but there's our logging practices and with the drought and all these other things have caused this to happen. And, you know, we talk about the particulates in the air. How much does, somebody needs to, and somebody has already figured it out, and Bob, this is something you could do, is how much of those particulates go into an air for every acre of forest that's burned? How much, you know, what's the greenhouse effect on that one? Because, you know, the trees will give off so much and they will absorb so much. But when you burn it like this, I just wonder how much, you know, of that greenhouse gas are just shoved into the air with that. Anyway, last thoughts?
Well, thank you so much for the support. You know, I really appreciate it. We couldn't do what we do without this wonderful community. We encourage people to become a part of the Haven team, and there's all kinds of different ways that you can do that. You know, if you want to donate, we would love for you to donate to help us find the Forever Homes. Sponsor an event if you have an organization. You can get kennel sponsorships, dog or cat kennel sponsorships. It's $250 for the dogs, and it's $150 for the cats. We still have a few available for those. Volunteer.
That's the one you get your name on the...
Yeah, yeah, you
that's
got that
great.
One.
We've got one. Yeah. And I know what, that really makes you feel good, because you go down there so often, and... You know, it just makes you feel good is that you've helped.
Yeah, and we have a few of those left, then we'll move on to another program like that. You can donate to the Misty Lee Fund, which is for medical, which is fantastic. It helps out animals that don't have an owner that need medical care, so we can save them. Or you can sponsor a pet for an adoption. You know, or just visit our Facebook page, Network Our Animals, if you can't come out. Network Our Animals and help us do that. Our Facebook likes is up to like 5,600 likes now, and it's just growing like crazy. And because of that, we have saved so many more animals' lives. Or volunteer. We love our volunteers. But, you know, become part of it. We appreciate it.
1 acre of wildfire is equal to 700 cars for a year. Thanks,
wow.
Red. Wow. Okay. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, has been with us. It's been a great show. So much stuff going on, all the things that you come on once a month to let us know that the community has got a lot to be proud of with Haven Humane and everything you all do there.
Thank you so much.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Some upbeat news about consumer confidence is helping to give Wall Street a boost following yesterday's dramatic sell-off. Stocks are sharply higher at midday. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says when it comes to market corrections like yesterday's, it's probably a good idea for investors to simply sit tight and hang on.
You have to watch, you know, watch from a distance, and probably means you shouldn't really be doing anything with your portfolio. You should be invested for the long run.
China's stock market isn't out of the woods yet. Its key index fell about 7.6% today, and Beijing slashed interest rates in a bid to jumpstart the Chinese economy. And about consumer confidence, reporter Jeremy House says it's up.
The Conference Board says its index of consumer confidence went up to 101.5. That's up from a revised reading of 91 in July, and it's the best showing since January. Board economist Lynn Franco says consumers are